You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for he is
good. Yes, he is good. As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you. Welcome to another hour of Declaring the Finished Work. My friends, my family, this is your host, Pat Rando, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you that we have you. That's what I am most grateful for today. And I believe in today's environment, there are a lot of people who are grateful that they have you. That they can rest in you and they can have a confidence in who you are. In this environment where hearts are failing them because of fear, I thank you that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and of self-control, of a sound mind. Today, I speak your words of peace, love, joy, courage, unity into the earth. I thank you that it is only by your hand that things are resolved in the earth. You sent your only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, into the earth. You spoke to us in these last days. Through him, we were able to see who you truly are through the life of Christ Jesus. And I thank you for that. We thank you for that. Have mercy on us, Lord. I pray this prayer today in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Amen. Well, today I am going to return to the title of a podcast series from 2019, Why is the Church Afraid? I am remembering a dream that I had probably around 2015, 2014. And in the dream, I was inside of a church building, and service was going on. And in the middle of the service, this loud, thunderous noise started happening. And everybody was aware that there was some danger nearby. And people began to react. And so we started to leave the building. Most people were running out of the building. And as we're coming out of the building and down the stairs, and most of the people were running in the same direction, someone tapped me on my shoulder, and I recognized this person as an angel of God. And this angel spoke to me and said, don't follow them. They are running toward the danger. You go this way. And he directed me in the direction that I should go. And that's what happens when we're fearful. The very thing that we fear comes upon us because we actually run toward it. We make decisions that take us into the place of danger, the very thing that we're trying to avoid. And that's what I see in our environment today, is that we're making decisions, even the church that should be the light of the world, the light in the midst of darkness, the church. And when I say the church, I'm talking about the people. I'm not talking about an organization. But the people should be a light in the dark, in this darkness. But instead, the church is operating out of fear. And I'm not saying everybody, but there is enough of us that are operating out of fear that it is impacting our culture. It is causing us to make decisions that actually is placing us in danger. We're running toward messages that actually are distilling fear in us. And we think that it's our safe place. God is not in the law. The law was made to expose sin. It was not the answer for sin. It is the grace of God that salvation came into the earth. Not to condemn us, but to save us. It's not by works. It's nothing that the hand of man can do that gives us the result of salvation. It is what God gives, and he gives it clearly, unconditionally, because when he gave it, we were acting a fool, and yet he sent salvation into the earth. It's not the first time that he has sent his spirit of salvation, but this time, with the life of Jesus, it was meant to give us something in the natural, because we're so prone to having to see something and to touch something. And God knows us. He knows us. He knows where we are in our journey to becoming all that he has created us to be in this particular world system that we are born into. He understands that. He understands the fact that the moment we enter into this world system, everything is going to come against us in terms of knowing who we really are. And even our family members play a part in that, even though they may not consciously realize that that's what they're doing. But if you have not reached a place in your life where you're seeing things through God's eyes, when you're seeing people through God's eyes, when your children are born into the earth, that you are able to see them as they truly are and not try to manipulate them into being something or what you think they should be. And this is not to condemn you, but to show you how difficult it can be to be a parent in this world's system. You can be manipulated by it and influenced by it and not realize that that is what is impacting how you think and what you believe. For me personally, my freedom came when I stopped seeing God as someone who would be someone other than love. In the Old Testament, because of how we interpret and how we read it and how we see it, we think that God will judge someone and justify that sin is so great that this whole nation needs to be wiped out. They need to be murdered. That there is some justification, some righteous justification for murdering people. But that is not what Jesus taught us. And he said that he is only doing and speaking what the Father is showing him. And when people question him about showing them the Father, he said, "You see me, you see the Father." Now, if God is the same today as he was yesterday and will always be, then how can he be who Jesus said he is and also be what we have interpreted the Old Testament scriptures that he is that God? Those people were still discovering who God was. There were things that were happening in some of the stories where they were discovering that God was, he was showing them that he was a provider, that he was a savior, that he was a healer. We have to be able to flow with God and not hold on to things that would cause us to have even violent thoughts against others. That we would think that they deserve something because we all fall short. Then we all deserve to be annihilated. But that's not how God sees us. That's not how God sees anyone, even some of the worst people that you think, but God still loves them. You know why? Because he knows them. We don't get to know people who are pedophiles or who are murderers or who are abusers. We don't bother to get to know their stories. We don't get to know their struggles. We don't get to know what went wrong in their lives. We don't get to know how much they really hate themselves. And because they hate themselves, they perpetrate a violence or sickness on others because they're sick. The body of Christ, wake up. Wake up. Don't hold on to anything that would poison your life, that would cause you to get caught up in this confusion, in this fear, in this indecisiveness in this world system. That kingdom of darkness is still present. Even though our enemy was defeated, he was rendered powerless. But we are able to give him power, or that spirit power. We can create that. We create the monsters. Not God, but man. We create the monsters. We are the ones that were deceived. And that spirit of deception is still moving through the earth. Wake up. Stay aware. God is love. You know, when you say God is love, a lot of times, because of teachings, we say, yes, God is love, but he is also, he's just, he's a God of judgment. I don't know what we think love is, because love is such a powerful thing that it was able to sustain Jesus while he was in the earth. He was being attacked. People were trying to kill him, and we ultimately did kill him in a very torturous manner. But it is love that caused him to submit to this. Within love, there is justice. Within love, there is mercy. But we like to see the kind of judgment that operates outside of love. God is love. And the greatest commandment is to love God and to love your neighbor. Everything is summed up in that spiritual law. To love God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. And to love your neighbor as yourself. So you got to love yourself too. Not just your neighbor. You got to love yourself too. There's now, therefore, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who are called according to his purpose. We've been called according to his purpose. Guilt and shame and condemnation are the things that destroy us, that weaken us, that keeps us from moving into that liberty that we have from a life of sin and death. I am going to stop right here, and I am going to pray. And this will be the word for today. The messages, there were three parts to Why is the Church Afraid? And it was in 2000, in the middle of the year of 2019. And those messages are archived out on blogtalkradio.com/ When Christians Speak. Right? So you'll if you want to, you can go back and listen to them. Let us pray. Father, I just thank you. I thank you that your word has power. It's life. It is life itself. It's not just a language, but it's a communication that comes through and by your spirit. And it anoints our minds and it reaches our hearts and it transforms us. I thank you that even in the midst of our darkest times, that you are there with us. You said, if we make our bed in hell, that you are there with us. I thank you that you are with us, even in the midst of the ugliness that is going on in the earth. You are with us and you love us. I thank you, Lord, that we are one with you, that you have created everything in this earth to be in relationship. I thank you, Lord, that the spirit of fear will not win. I thank you. I thank you. And it's in Christ Jesus' name that I pray. Amen and amen. So this is a rather short episode this week. And I am trying to just flow with the Spirit. You know, if the Holy Spirit wants me to talk longer, I will. But today it's a little bit shorter. Now, Friday Night Joy, tomorrow with Reverend Ray and friends. Let's see. Let me just make sure about that. Which Friday is this? Oh, this is the third Friday. So the third Friday is actually... Let me look at this calendar and see. The third Friday is actually Matters of the Heart, and that's our singles ministry. And so join them, and it's 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Friday Night Joy will be back on the fourth Friday at 7 p.m. So God bless you. Have a great rest of the day or rest of the night whenever you listen to this message. All is well. God is with us. He is more than enough. Amen. God bless.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Hello. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good.
As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.